Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IMN, July 23rd, regarding Truth, T-R-U-T-H, Hampton. Truth Hampton is a 69-year-old female who reports she was injured at work on 8-17-21. But at that time, the top of a lid fell on her right big toe as she was preparing to put the lid on food. Period. She did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. She had further evaluation but remains unaware of a final diagnosis. Period. She did have physical therapy and completed her course of active treatment. Period. New paragraph. Treatment records show she was seen at WorkNet on 8-17-21 for a right great toe injury. Period. Her pain level was 10/10. Period. She had been employed by the company for 14 years and had a prior work-related injury in 2014. Period. Upon exam, there was ecchymosis at the right great toe and the distal end, as well as minimal edema. Period. There was no visible deformity and minimal reduction of active range of motion. Period. X-rays were performed, and she was diagnosed with right hallux contusion to rule out fracture. Period. She was also placed in a post-op shoe. Period. New paragraph, she continued to be monitored by WorkNet over the next several months. Period. She did have an MRI of the foot on 10/12/21 to be inserted here. Period. In paragraph, she was also seen orthopedically by Dr. DiVenero on 1/25/22. Period. His assessment was right foot pain and contusion of the right foot. Period. He ordered repeat x-rays that were weight-bearing. Period. He wrote, it sounds like she had a distal phalanx fracture, although he had no films or records to confirm that. Period. Either way, she needed a follow-up film. Period. This study was done on 2/8/22 to be inserted here. Period. That same day, Dr. DiVenero wrote, there was a hallux valgus deformity and first MTP arthritis, but no obvious fracture deformity or periosteal reaction. Period exam found evidence of a prior subungual hematoma, which had grown halfway out and left some residual staining on the undersurface of the nail. Period. He cleared her to resume full duties. Period. She did continue to see the providers at WorkNet through 1/11/22. Period. They wrote that she could return to work full duty. Period. Exam found hallux valgus deformity of the first toe and MTP joint. Period. There was once again nail polish obscuring two-thirds of her nail and nail bed. Period. The proximal third is visible and revealed trace amount of subungual hematoma. Period. There was tenderness of palpation over the distal tuft of the distal phalanx, dorsal surface. Period. There was no tenderness of palpation at the IP joint or first MTP joint. Period. Range of motion at the interphalangeal joint was minimally diminished, but was otherwise full. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed fading subungual hematoma occupying only 10% of the proximal right great toenail. Period. There was right greater than left hallux valgus deformities. Period. Motion of the right knee was from 15 to 125 degrees. Period. She related she began having knee trouble in 2015. Period of motion of the left knee, both hips, ankles, and toes was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period of manumuscle testing was 5 minus for resisted right plantar flexion, but was otherwise 5/5. Period was tender to palpation at the right great toe, but none on the left. Feet and ankle maneuvers normal. Extremities lower. She was able to walk on her heels fluidly. Period she could walk on her toes with antalgia on the right. Period the rest of that section is normal. Impressions. On 8/17/21, Truth Hampton's right great toe was struck by a falling object at work. Period she was seen the same day at WorkNet. Period preliminary interpretation of x-rays was that she had a fracture. Period however, the radiologist report opined there was no fracture. Period she was placed in a post-op shoe and referred for physical therapy but remained symptomatic. Period new paragraph, she had a right foot MRI on 10/12/21 to be inserted here. Period she then was seen orthopedically by Dr. DeVenero. Period repeat right foot x-ray on 2/8/22 confirmed the absence of a fracture. Period declared her to return to work in a full duty capacity. Period new paragraph, the current examination found Ms. Hampton was able to walk with a physiologic gait with no antalgia or assistive devices. Period she could walk on her heels fluidly and walk on her toes with antalgia on the right. Period there was decreased range of motion about the right knee, unrelated to the subject event. Period she had hallux valgus deformities on the right grid and the left foot. Period there was a fading subuncal hematoma occupying 10% of the proximal great toenail. Period there was some tenderness to palpation about the right great toe, but no instability to provocative maneuvers. Period new paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right foot or great toe. Period. And that is the end.